What's up, everybody? We're moving over into Under the Floorboards. This is Eraserhead on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned. Ta-da! What's up, everybody? Again, this is Eraserhead on Under the Floorboards on KGNU. Tonight, that we just heard, what was that? Let's find out. That was A Logical Lullaby by Hattis Noit from new album that just came out like a couple weeks ago on Erase Tapes Records. She's a Japanese vocal artist, really cool stuff. I just found out about this thing called Dungeon Synth or something. Dungeon Synthesizer Music. I don't know if I like it, but we'll see. It's kind of like fantasy. I don't know. We'll see. It's like kind of some Lord of the Rings type stuff. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool. It's not just like totally nerdy, you know? I don't know. So let's get it. This is The Rise of the Spectre Part 1. By Old Tower.
Thank you. This is Dr. Reptile wanting to wish KGNU Community Radio a very happy 40th anniversary and best wishes for 40 more years of grassroots radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Eraserhead coming to you live and direct from KGNU. We're doing Under the Floorboards tonight. We're digging up some dungeon synth music. We just heard Lord of Blizzards Part 1 by Witch Tomb. And then before that, we had The Return to Ancient Lands Part 9, From Emerald Woods to Ashen Fields by Evil Knox. I don't know, I just like stumbled across this genre and I wanted to kind of explore it with y'all. It's like, I think a lot of these people are kind of like doing black metal and stuff. And then, I don't know, it's like, sounds kind of corny to me, but there's something like really rad about it. Anyway, I got tickets for y'all. We have 2 tickets for Bing and Ruth on May 9th in Denver at Globe Hall. Let's see. In 2006, David Moore started Bing and Ruth as a way to bring his compositions to an audience beyond academia. A pianist from Kansas inspired by minimalist heroes like John Cage and Steve Reich. Bing and Ruth's music is best heard than described. This experimental music emphasizes percussive qualities with running woodwinds, warbling tape delays, and splattered upright bass lines that stare out with a wide-eyed transcendence. A must-see live. So yeah, that's again May 9th at Globe Hall. If you want tickets, call in. The number here is 303-442-4242. That's 303-442-4242. You can call in when I start the next track. Third caller gets the tickets, all right? We got 2 of them. And we just ask that you have not won anything from us in the last 30 days and can make it. Again, May 9th at 7 p.m. at the Globe Theater in Denver. All right, now we're going to go. This is some dungeon synth that I actually kind of really liked. It's like kind of like lo-fi and like with like a drum, I don't know, with like a drum machine. So this is called SFDD by Soy Fan Del Dark. If you want those tickets, you can call now. 303-442-4242.
Thank you.
What's up, everybody? This is Eraserhead, wrapping up Under the Floorboards here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We got Sleepless Nights up next. Thank you for rocking with me tonight. Yeah, we just ran through a bunch of tracks from SFDD by Soy Fan Del Dark. All these tracks are just called Untitled. I think it's just like an internet, sort of net label thing. So you can check that out. This is probably, I like this one, and then like the one I played before that, the Lord of Blizzards. It was like kind of, I don't know, the other stuff was a bit too orthodox for me, I guess. But it was like interesting to go through anyway. All right, have a great night.